A former Indian Army officer, Weibov Anelkhale, became the first international casualty for the world body since the Israel-Hamas conflict started last year. Colonel Khale reportedly took premature retirement from the Indian Army back in 2022 and joined the UN as a security coordination officer in the Department of Safety and Security just 2 months ago. He was traveling with another security staffer to the European hospital in Rafah when their clearly marked UN vehicle was struck on Monday morning. The UN Secretary General has condemned the attack, calling for a full investigation. Close to 190 UN personnel have been killed in Gaza since October 7th. Most of them, according to the UN, are national staff working for UNRWA. Jody Jacobs, New York.